Hi, it's Mac. It's McCogan here on Audio Boo. I just thought I'd give you a wee bit update, a bit of an update on my cousin Stephen. Many of you have probably heard me speaking in the past about my cousin who is suffering from terminal cancer, basically. Can't see it any other way. But he was diagnosed as having about 6 months to live. Oh my goodness me, it's over 2 years, possibly 3 years now. And he survived till this day. And been through various things, had all the treatments and been told, you know, almost twice a year that he hasn't got long to go. And yesterday I was over to see him and his wife. And it was to discuss doing a wee job for them because he's not fit any longer to do things. He's had to give up his car because the medication he's on affects or could affect his driving, and he didn't feel secure, so he got rid of his lovely car, by the way, nice car, but gone. And so they called me over to see if I would look into doing a wee job for him. And so there is Stephen standing there, as large as life, big strapping lad, smiling and laughing as usual. Never changed through all the hardships he's been through. So anyway, at the start of this year, in January of this year, he was through at the consultants once again in the hospital to discuss his condition, and his daughter went along with him just to ask some questions herself. And she happened to mention that she was getting married in August of this year, and without really beating about the bush, the consultant said, look, I think I would advise you to bring this forward to April if possible. And so there's no way of misreading this, basically. They didn't reckon he would see August. So anyway, the wedding was duly brought forward and she got married. He was at the wedding, had a great time. And that's all in the past. So, he was told recently again that his time's, you know, it's not far to go now. But about 5 or 6 weeks ago, he was put on a new medication to trial it. And he says it's working absolute wonders. He's not feeling perfect, of course. He's suffering the vagaries of terminal cancer, but it's given him a new lease of life, and he's looking great, and he's getting out for wee walks. He has to use a stick or sticks, a couple of sticks there and again just to steady himself, but getting about the house, he's fine. And the problem is that this medication he's on, I don't know what it is, has limited effects, so it has a lifespan, as it were. It will give him relief from his condition for a limited period of time, and then it's no longer effective. And so they have said to him that once that happens, they'll try him with a new drug. And I asked him what his attitude to that was, and he says, well, what have I got to lose? I'll just keep trying and trying. So I came away again, just in sheer wonderment at Stephen, how he talks about his death. And even yesterday when we were in the kitchen talking, and he's getting a new kitchen fitted, or they are getting a new kitchen fitted in January of next year. And so we were talking about that, and he said, well, that's if I see the new kitchen. And his wife just shook her head as usual and said, how many times have you said that? Because he said it so many times, I won't see next Christmas, or I won't see the wedding, or I won't see this Christmas, or I won't see something else. And he's still there. Just totally amazes me. And I'll be honest with you, medications are definitely helping him and have helped him in the past and all the treatments he's been through. But I still maintain to this day, it's Stephen's attitude to the whole thing. He accepted it from the start. He's just smiled about it, got on with life, took whatever medications were given to him in the belief that they're going to help him. And I firmly believe that Stephen will still be here next year. He shouldn't be here now. It's as simple as that. He shouldn't have been here at the start of the year. And I just believe that Stephen's attitude to the whole thing. And I've heard so many times how people beat cancer because of their positive attitude. They don't lie down to it. They go on with life and do whatever they can. And I firmly believe that Stephen's attitude is keeping him going. Now, I'm not kidding myself on here that he's going to be here in 10 years' time. But hey, who knows? You know, miracles happen, or miracles within someone can happen. They can perform their own miracle. And I think Stephen can do this. I really do. I'd love to see that. I really would. So, just a wee update on my cousin Stephen. What a wonderful guy he is. And so humble in life. My goodness me. Well, thanks for listening once again. Bye for now.